This is Drew Mackey, and you're listening to Singing Mountain. Hello, it is Friday, and if it's Friday and you're getting a new episode, it is more than likely one of my 30-minute or less episodes. And the subject of this episode happens to be Little Nemo the Dream Master, a Capcom title released for the NES in 1990. I don't know how popular this game actually was, but as someone who played most Capcom games back in the day, this one left a big impact on me. It was a great platforming game, it was beautiful by NES standards, and it sounded great. It has an amazing soundtrack by Junko Tamiya that I have been humming for decades. And I realize I probably say that a lot on this show, but this one more than other ones, there's multiple tracks that I can still remember the melodies very, very well because compositionally, they are actually that strong. Little Nemo the Dream Master is an adaptation of an adaptation. As much as I am unsure how well this game is remembered, the movie it's based off is even more poorly remembered. In 1989, there was a movie version of Little Nemo. It was a Japanese production, it was feature length, and it was animated. I say that probably most people don't remember it because apparently in both countries, no one really saw it, and it was a very expensive flop. So I guess you could say that Little Nemo the Dream Master is probably the best thing to come out of that whole development. The movie, of course, is an adaptation of the pioneering comic strip Little Nemo by Winsor McCay, which started in 1905 and ran for more than a decade. And if you've never seen these, go look them up. They are full newspaper page, beautifully illustrated, surreal fantasy stories that both kids and adults liked. And it was something that I was really into back when I was a kid. I was also into this game, however, because it plays like a cross between the Disney Capcom performers like DuckTales and Chippendales Rescue Rangers and Super Mario Bros. 3. In this game, which by the way in Japan was called Pajama Hero Nemo, which I kind of love, you control Nemo and you're hopping through various fantastic locations, and your only mode of defense for the majority of the game is an endless bag of candy, which can either stun some enemies or render them into a docile state that allows Nemo to like jump into their skin and take on their powers. So, you know, you do it to a bee, you get a bee suit. You do it to a frog, you get a frog suit. It was a very easy to learn game, but also very, very punishingly hard, and it took me a long time to beat. But the fact that I died repeatedly in these games again and again and again didn't sour me in the least on the soundtrack, which I think is phenomenal and might be one of my favorite of all time, to say nothing of just the NES era. The composer, Junko Tamiya, is probably familiar to most people for her work on the NES Bionic Commando and the arcade versions of both Strider and Final Fight. She might be familiar to people who listen to this show just because she composed Sweet Home, which was a Capcom RPG about venturing through a haunted house that was also based on a movie and was kind of a forerunner to Resident Evil. And I've mentioned it in more than one of my Halloween episodes. She's really good. I'm sorry to say that she apparently retired from video game music after this, more or less. She doesn't work for Capcom anymore. She still does compositions, which is great because I think she's very talented, but moved on from video games, which is a bummer because I think we could have benefited from more games sounding like this. So without any further delay, here are 11 tracks from Little Nemo the Dream Master, all of which I think are good. It's every level except for one because I don't like that one. It's the one composition in the entire game that doesn't quite hit squarely for me, but all the other levels are there, plus the title theme and both boss battle themes. Enjoy. And that's it. If you have any questions about this episode or any other episode, you can tweet at me either at singmopod, singmopod, or at my personal account, Drew G. Mackey, MACKIE. Listen to past, present, and future episodes of Singing Mountain at singingmountainpod.com. Singing Mountain is a Table Cakes podcast, and you can support this show and other shows on the Table Cakes Network by donating at patreon.com/tablecakes. See ya.